Joel Haneyman, can I help you?
Hi, Joel.
This is John. This is Will. I'm sorry. This John?
Yes. Hi. Hi. How you doing?
Hi. Good. 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 All right. We're interested in retaining your services.
Okay. Sounds good. How did the conversation go with the Angie's List or Angie's Lead?
I just continued their service and and the Home House Call Pros. I had their service also.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to hear that because I've tried to help some clients in the past and they always seem to have some kind of issue with reimbursing them. But you said you just signed up with it recently, so. Can't imagine that they've done too much for you. All right. So just to give you a little background, a little step-by-step on what we got to do here in order to make sure everything goes smoothly, okay? So I'm sorry. Did she have a question?
No, she says, I can't see with these shit. These glasses aren't shit. Here, these are here. We're looking at your website and stuff here and seeing what you guys have to offer and, you know. And,
So what I offered you guys was the Platinum Package. So that's the one that has a little ribbon around it. It says most popular. It's usually $599 per month. But what I did is I applied a discounted pricing structure called a new in business credit that was approved by the representative that transferred you over to me. And it dropped the pricing down to just $299.
Man,
and
that's
then
great.
Yeah, so I mean it's a 50% price reduction for you guys. And
yeah, we're new in business too, so that's like that really come in handy.
Yeah, that's why
know,
we do that.
And you seem like you're a good marketer for our business.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you're one of the best marketing agencies out there, so that's what they're saying. You got a lot of good reviews and
we took it with a grain.
And he's like, "There it is. Let's do it."
We're well-reviewed. We've been in business for over 18 years now, you know, so extensive track record. We've helped tons and tons of people like yourself.
Man, you set my business going, and I tell you what, I don't mind paying that $5.99. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, usually they don't.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about.
First.
Is, you
know,
Yeah.
We don't want you just taking money out of your pocket in order to get it up and running, you know, so... The first month, it's an investment, but once the clients start coming in, it should be a self-sufficient system.
Yes, it should. It should.
Okay. All right. So what I have to do, Will, I'm going to create your guys' Google My Business profile, and we're going to submit it to Google today for that position. Luckily, the position is still available. I just triple-checked. So once they receive that notification from us, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your company, and your company will always exist as a business on Google and verified by Google, okay? But there is a little five-digit number on the back of that we're going to need from you guys when you receive it in the mail in order to verify that you've received it and you're actually in Aurora and servicing the surrounding area. So what is the street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to?
It would be 1453.
Okay, 1453.
Chester Street.
Chester Street? Okay, let me pull it here.
And that's in Aurora, Colorado.
80010.
That's correct.
Okay, I got it here.
And I have you on speakerphone here with the boss lady.
Okay, hi, Joelle. Hello. So I'm just letting Will know there's a postcard that's going to come from Google to you guys in the mailbox. It's called a PIN verification letter. There is a five-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you. You can't miss it. It's got big, colorful letters on it. It says Google, and it has your business name on it as well. So.
She says, okay, we're blind. You're blind. She says, we're blind and we're old.
Well, you can't miss this one. It's big, colorful letters. Trust me. It's designed to accommodate you. Okay. And then who's going to be the primary on the account as far as us communicating with the company? Is it going to be Joelle or is it going to be under Will?
It'll be under Joelle's handyman.
But the phone calls will be coming to me.
Well, here's the better question, okay, actually. Okay. So the primary on the account is usually the same person that has their name on the payment method, like the business card. So is that under Joelle or is that under Will? Okay, Joelle.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll still add you as the partner, Will, so you'll have access and be able to make changes as long as you can answer the security question. I'll get that set up here shortly. But Joelle, you still your first name, J-O-E-L-L-E?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Joelle?
McNeil, M-C, capital N-E-I-L.
N-E-I-L, okay. All right, and then owner, and then Will is short for William?
Yes.
Okay, William, and is he also McNeil?
He is me.
Could you hold on one second, please?
No.
1 second, please.
Okay.